The reason why you put the plate there is not because you want the water to wash off the plate, but just you don't want the wool to get dirty. You have a nice wool there, so you're putting a plate on top to make the rainwater not to come on the wool. It's not called yunich with the water. You don't want to use the water at all. Faket, you just wanted the water to go away. So you never use that water. If this water now comes down and falls on the eichlim, it's not makabel tumah. So you see what? That since you're only using it not to get something dirty, it's not chosh, it's not called yad machshava. For the more vayte midam, what kind of tushla is this? Hosam loika boyeluhu lahani mashkin klal. Here, when the water comes down, it's better off it's not raining today at all. You don't want the water in the kli, you don't want the water on the wall. So what are you putting the kli here? Just to stop the rainwater from getting the wall dirty. So this water, you don't want at all. So that's not called yad machshava at all. He's wearing this kiss for your purpose. He's wearing it because he wants the zav to go inside it. True, he doesn't want it. Why? Because he doesn't want it to go on his pogodim. He doesn't want to get dirty. Where does he want it to go? If he wants to go into this kiss, so it's called, he is carrying it out. So it should be called derech chaytzur. Holedomi is no tzush. Holedomi is only tzush. Tell el sefer to the sefer this price before. Areva. If you have an areva, is a big kli that usually make the dough inside it. Shiyora glaf l'teichon, that the rainwater fell inside it. In other words, there was a leak in the roof, and you put a kli underneath to makabel the rainwater. You don't want the rainwater to fall all over the house, so you don't put a kli underneath to makabel the rainwater. So luck is like this. Mayim hani tozim vani tzofim, the water that spritches off and goes outside on the floor, ein lebechiyuta. If that water falls on eichlim, it's not makabel tumah, because you never wanted that water. Of a shebetaycha is the water that falls inside yareva, hareza yebechiyuta. That water, it's considered you wanted the water here. True, you don't have any use for the water, just you don't want the water to be on the floor. But since you want the water to be in this kli, it's called like yunicha, the water to be here, like you have some use for the water here. Not to be in the floor dirty in the house, you want it to be in the kli. So you see, such a warning to be here is yet called the chashuv zach. Here also, since the zav, when he wears this kiss around the zaver, he wants the zavah, the zivas, to go inside the kiss. So he's carrying outside this kiss, it's called the chashuv etzor. So it's rik shver, it should be chayiv on Shabbos. Because a beged, it's not called a beged. Since his only purpose of wearing it is just not to get his clothing dirty, it's not called a beged. Is it called derech chaytzor? Yes, it's called derech chaytzor because he's wearing it for purpose. His purpose is that he doesn't want the zavis to go all around. He wants to go inside his bag. So inside the bag is called, you're carrying out the bag for purpose. You shouldn't be chayiv. I've seen it before. This is why it's shver, this is all the ishim, which are nida, when she walks out with the pits. Then since she wants the dam to go where? In the pit. She doesn't want the dam to go any other place. So it's called, when she's carrying it out, it's called the chashav haytzor. It's called haytzor of etzerech. No, what's the heter to wear it though? It has to have a shame beged to it. So the only reason she's wearing it is just not to get her clothing dirty. That's no heter. That's not called a beged. There has to be some other heter. We're saying by Nida says she doesn't want it to go on her thigh, on the legs. And then she'll have tsar. So then it's called a beged. It's called, it's taking away the tsar. She's protecting her from tsar. So a kofan here with Rik Shver. When the zav walks out with it, since he wants it, because he wants the zav to go inside it, he should be chayiv on Shabbos. So with Rik Shver, who's the man yom that says his potter? Since it's a derech for a zav, calls the man, he has the zav, things coming out of him, it's a derech to wear it, so he should be chayiv on Shabbos. And a beggar, it's not called a beggar, so what's the heter? Why do we say it's only potter? And for the Gemara, El Rabayev Rabba, Tamar Tavai, there's a new terrace. Lekasha, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon. The terrace to this is, it's called the Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. The reason why it's potter is according to Rabbi Shimon. No, the Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is potter on Shabbos. So Trashi, right, Trashi, Ho Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoma Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa. That means Shebrit Soinoi Laitasa. This is the cloud, and that's Masech the Shabbos. We'll see more later on about it. But the only Chayiv on Shabbos, Melechas Mashavos, when you want to do the Melacha, and you want to do it, Mashenkin Shain Srichal Gufa Rashi touches up, Shain Sukha Gufa Shevrit Sina Latasa, it was up to you, you wouldn't want this whole thing to happen. You don't want the katakas of the Mloch. It was up to you, you'd better off not having the zebra altogether, Zu. Shall Yod the boy kiss, because of the zebra you have to carry out the kiss. So the carrying out the kiss is called the Mloch Shain Sukh Gufa, that's why you put them. Rafa pin chayiv aler of Yehuda odi chayiv, uplukte ba matzniya, gabi moitzi ha-meis b'mita chayiv. Rafa gabi tzoyes ha-meis l'nichal leidei, Reb Shimon poiter. If you carry a mace outside the room, and outside the house, According to Rav Shimon, you're potter on Shabbos. Because it's called the melacha shein tzricha gufo. You don't want the ikar melacha of carrying the mace there. We bet a few of the mace wouldn't be here altogether. Hey, the ikar what you saw in the Mishkan was, when you have a kli here, and now you need this kli over there for a purpose, you have to use it there. So I'm taking it from here to there to use it over there. That's called the melacha shein. But here, it'll be better off you not to have the zav altogether. You don't really want to carry out this kiss. It would be up to you, I'd rather not have the ziva, and I wouldn't want to do the melacha altogether. That's called the melacha shrein tzid l'gufo, the Rashi Shiti, Reb Shimon holds your potter, and Yehuda holds your chayiv. This is Rashi's svara, we'll see later on, it's a very shvera svara. Tais has always learned, there has been, because like Tais learns a little different svara. The svara like this, that it has to be the same tachlis, the same purpose, what it did in the Mishkan. Hey, that's called melacha tzricha gufa, for the same purpose why they did the melacha in the Mishkan. Now, I saw the melacha was done for purpose that you had a kli here, and you wanted to use that kli over there. The kli had to be used over there. That's why you took it out to use it over there. A mace, when you have a mace in the room and you want to carry him outside, it's not the pshat you want the mace to use him over there. It's just the pshat you don't want it here. So that's the reason why you're carrying it out is not for the same purpose it was done in the Mishkan. Therefore, you put the kli, lalacha, you put the like Reb Shimon. There are also the Zav bases. So you're not carrying it out for purpose, you will use it over there. Just that's the maskana. This Bryce, it says, Yipotter goes according to Rav Shimon, that calls the melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. That's why Yipotter. But if not for this hezbadal, it's called the good hatzor, and you would be chayiv. The maratona de Rabbi Shmuel, Yoytse yodim betfil nera shabbos im chashecha. You're allowed to look out with your tefillin Friday, tefillin before Shvi on Friday. Why, my time no? Kivun di yom rabba barakuna. You're supposed to say the touch your tefillin, like remember you're wearing tefillin. Kavachayim, it sits. Kavachayim from the Kohen Gadol was wearing a tzitz. Ma tzitz, the Kohen Gadol used to wear Shein Be'el Askarasach. It's only said last Shem one time. Omru Torah, v'hoya metzchei tomid. What does it mean, tomid? Shle yisir daitim nenu. You shouldn't take your mind away from the tzitz. The Kohen to say how to think about the tzitz. Is tefillin, when every person wears tefillin. Sheyesh bo Askaras Harbet has a lot of Hashemus, a lot of Hashem's name is in the tefillin, halachas kama v'kama. That say that you have to like feel your tefillin, remember you're wearing tefillin. Hilkach midchat chilu. Therefore we're not afraid if you wear your tefillin Friday afternoon before Shkia, that you walk out with it on Shabbos also. But since you're supposed to remember to say that you're wearing tefillin, you'll zicha take it off before Shabbos. Tanya chanino chananya oimer. Chayiv Odom Lemashmesh Bibgodav Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. Friday, when you leave the house to go to shul, before you go out, you're supposed to check over the begodim you're wearing. Why? To make sure you're not carrying, so you make sure you won't come to carry it out on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Hilchos Arabs LeShabbos. This is a very important halacha for Shabbos. That before you leave the house Friday, like right before Shkia, you should check out what's in your pockets. Make sure you're not carrying anything. Shrashi? Lemashmesh begodav, shlo yehei korach b'shum dover, pen yetienu. Hilchos Arabs say dover godu yeshkan lafrisha miyisa Shabbos. So a big interesting shaila here is, before Friday when you leave your house, you want to check out all your begodim. The shaila is, what about on Shabbos itself, are you allowed to put something into your beged on Shabbos? Very interesting. You have a handkerchief on Shabbos in your house. Are you allowed to walk around with a handkerchief in your pocket? Or in a yarmulke, you want to put a yarmulke in your pocket. Anything in the house on Shabbos, they're allowed to wear it. Some people want to say about it, it's also. Is that worse than this Gemara? The Gemara says here, before Shabbos comes, it's supposed to be mashmash begodav, it's supposed to check out the begodav, make sure you have nothing inside it. Today, on Shabbos, when you walk out, you won't walk out with it. So what's the pshita on Shabbos goofy? You shouldn't put anything inside your pockets, because you're about to have the same zera. Maybe you'll forget to walk out with it on Shabbos. Looks to me like someone from Ramesh like that also. The reason to actually tzatz kula for the ilam, that they're not so makpun, this would be like this. That the zikr Allah here is talking about before you go out on Shabbos. Before you go out on Shabbos, there's a chiyah to check your begodim. So the chiddush here is you have to check it even Friday before shkiyah. Who are then out there on Shabbos? Every time before you leave your house, there's a chiyah to check your begodim. So Mela wouldn't be so good if you put something in your pockets on Shabbos. Because about that the corner is before you leave your house. You're supposed to check your begodim. See, even if you did put your handkerchief inside, but you're supposed to check before you leave out. But I'm not so zichet, not so poshut. The more mistake would be the first way. They said, Enech Nami, that on Shabbos talk, you shouldn't put anything in your pocket throughout those Shabbos, because you have the same gzera. If you put something in your pocket on Shabbos, it's a gzera. Maybe you walk out with it on Shabbos. The Vadim Mitzchila, it's better if not to. It's better not to put things in your pocket on Shabbos. You shouldn't come to the gzera, you walk out with it on Shabbos. Right. Lo yifale as Caleb. Can't pick off the lights from your kelim. Iboilu.
What's the pshat in the Yisr? Lo yafalas kelev b'yoyim, shem yohorik, if the Yisraeli shouldn't, talking about our Shabbos itself, even the daytime, and now how to pick off the lice, how did you go them, maybe you'll kill them. They know how to kill lice on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar he, the time Yom Rabbi Elazar, herik kina b'Shabbos kilo herik gomel. He knows that he kill a little lice on Shabbos, the same Yisr, as if he killed a big gomel, a big camel. I think he means to say, as an Yisr, he writes to Yom, killing a lice. It's awesome. For lo yivaitem, and then the Mishnah means another halacha. Then lo yikor lo haner Hashem miyata. Then this halacha not to read in front of an air pshita. That's only Friday night. You shouldn't read in front of the light. That's one shot. I do mano tavayo Hashem miyata. When the Mishnah says lo yifalas kelev, don't pull out the lights on Shabbos, it only means Friday night in front of the kelev. Not the same zera. If you start to pull off the lights out of the gadam on Shabbos, we're afraid you need more light. So you move the candle closer to you, and you move the wick, and you'll be over there some other. That's the shalad. Is there an issa killing lice on Shabbos, or there's no issa killing lice on Shabbos? Well, so say Allah, there's no issa killing lice on Shabbos. So Shema, ain't poilin, you're not allowed to pick out the lice, we ain't kernel on there. So Chutz Sarai, they're both out to Gzeva or on there. So the more name, merely even with Masisim, this is more of a ride than the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says both together. And when Mesutik, what's Shana the Mishnah? So same thing, you have a Sutik, what's Shana the Brisa? So Shema, ain't poilin, you're on there, here it's a claw. You can't pull out the lice in front of the Nair. Mashma, that's the only issa. The incarnal on there, who are then you can't read in front of the near. Elo min alochas is both of an alochas shomer balias chananya ben chiski ben gerin. Shema mina tavayu shemiyata shema mina. Master, they're both only exeri, you can't pull out the lights from your begodim, only at night in front of the candle, the exeri you come to pull the wick. But in the daytime, you're allowed to pull out the lights out of your begodim, and you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos also. And we hold not like Rebbe Elazar, soon see why. E omer av yudam ashmiel, afilu lahavchin, Then Bigdor, the big day Ishtai, it's also Wasa. It's Friday night. Amor didn't have electricity, you only have candle light. You're not allowed to use candle light to open up the closet and look the difference between your begotten and your wife's begotten. Because that's Sarach Ian. So Rashi says this means about in time of the Gemara when the dresses used to look alike. There wasn't that much of a difference between a man's dress and a woman's dress. Rashi, Afilu. By the Omarava, or Omarava, Leimonel of Name Mechuzah, it's not talking about the people of Name Mechuzah, Abu Debne Chakuloi, made the Yadiyah. Strashi, Name Mechuzah, Mefanki, Leavdi, Melacha, they didn't do too much work, or the day in Rechavim, even the men's begodim were very wide to Shalisha, or Tricham Iyun. It means to say that time the women and men's begodim looked alike. So due to look in the closet to tell the difference, you had to be Ma'ayin there. So we have to be Ma'ayin, it's also to use the candlelight for that. Mashenkein, Ibnecha Kloi, that they have different type of begodim, while Bizman Hazir is very easy to tell the difference between a dress and a suit, it'll be mutter to take out a suit from the closet. It doesn't take any Ian. Right, Ibn Mechuzna, Ibn Mondel, there's a canis when they're old. But the Yaldis Medidi also, they have much different dress, and then it's cautious to tell the difference. It'll be mutter. Huh? It's only candles, Medidi Zayman. They have put the wick. They're not going to the switches. Maybe a beer trash is begodi on Moshe Mitzorim. By the Tana Rabbon, ain't poilin b'shus harab. This time I'll meet us in the middle of the week. You shouldn't stand in the street and pull out the lights from your begodim. But they are covered. It's not nice to do it in front of people. It's me. It's in front of other people. You shouldn't do this. Okiyot seboyam rab yudama v'yam v'lor rabbi nechemya. Ain't oisin apatuzin b'shus harab. If you have to vomit, don't vomit b'shus harab. It's not nice. It's not covered. No, it's me. You shouldn't do it. But they are covered. Tana Rabbon. Hamafales kelim. Somebody wants to take the light out of this kelim, is moilon. You let it rub it like kama matashis. That means to make it very weak. Evezur and throw it away. Ubavach lo yehoru. You can't kill it. That's not the first man niyama. You're not allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Abishalama noito take it preserve. He holds forget. Just pick it off the begotten and throw it away. Ubavach lo yimu. He holds you can't even rub it. You can't even make it weak first. Because he buys this push, it's machoikis. Rashi holds, because he holds like the Beleza, that if you kill this Nisidi Raisa, so even goes there, not even rubbing it, maybe you come to kill it. Alam Rafuna, what's the locha, locha, moil? No, you're allowed to rub it, berserk, and you're allowed to throw it away. Vizel kvoidli, the afilu bechel, that's covered, not to kill it, and even bechel, just roll it up a little bit, make it like a week, and so it won't come back on you, and throw it away. I'll say out there. Of a rabba miktalu. Rabba used to kill it even on Shabbos. And that's the locha, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Rav Sheshes Maklu. Rav Sheshes also used to take it and kill it even on Shabbos. Rabba Shadyulu Kanya Demaya. Rabba used to take the slice out of his begod and used to throw it in the water and drown it there. Omulu Rav Nechem Labante. And Nechem used to tell his daughters, Ketulin, go kill this slice.
Vashminim li kola, let me hear the noise when he's killing it, this sounds for Nusoi. I hate it. No, that since it's coming to eat me, to bother me, so Adarav, it's good to kill it, and then let me even hear the noise how you kill it. Shashi, Moilov is Zorik Shabbos, Moilov Yala Rabbit Lahatish Koichen, to make it weak. Shloyasu, it shouldn't come back to you. Bavad, Shloyamalo, Bedoichik, Biori, you shouldn't come to kill it. So Drash, this really a Rigas Kina Shmus, it's on Yasin Rabban. V'yabashol kreb lozodo, o mechayiv chatis, suka kazrinim lila shloyori. Abashol holds no, it's even awesome to rise to kill it. Therefore, melila, to roll which you can't do on Shabbos either. Just let it pick it up and throw it away. Abel Allah is maktalu, horgon uve Shabbos. Lekona safon. Right? And that's Allah, you even let it kill it. And the reason why I let it kill it, the Gemara says later, it's one of the Shveras, We'll see. You're not allowed to kill the machilus, means the kino, the lice, and as I have b'shamay. Or beisilu matirim. Now, loch like beisilu, you're allowed to kill it even on Shabbos. So, Rashi here, he rushes the hezbon, matirim the Rashi, kin maforis time of perish shemin shorot, the more says later. Ma'elim ma'domin de b'mishkon. We learn out the Issa Rigo from the behemoths in the Mishkon. Ma'elim porim v'rovin, just like elim behemoths, they give birth one another, they have a man and a female, and they give birth. Af call all animals shapor v'rova. They give birth from a male and female. The kina though, but a lice, ain't a por v'rova. Doesn't come from a male and female. Elim ibosar odom, he shereshes. It only grows out of the odom itself. That's where the kina comes from. Therefore, there's no way to kill in Shabbos. Mashenkin flies that come from male and female is an issa hariga. But a kina that only comes out of the person itself, who have been taloim certain words that only come out of the meat or come out of food that's created there, they also wouldn't be an issa to kill it. And this is one of the shver gemaras that lamaisa the kashla, yes, the scientists know that as man is there, even kina, even lice, do give birth one to the other. There is a male, there is a female, they have under a microscope sign that they say clon, that the kina do give birth, and they tested it already, and they saw it. So this is Shema and the Gemara, what's Pshat in this Gemara here? What's Pshat, not Por V'Rovo, that Lamaisa we see, Bizman Hazer is Por V'Rovo. But they say we have this different lice than them, that's like a Shver. So the Shver have a Miyash in the Gemara. Someone at time there is, they're about in front of our own eyes, we can't see it, it's only under the microscope that you can see it, that's not Nechshev Por V'Rovo. Hey, the Gemara's Por V'Rovo means that we could see a male and female, and we see that we could see that Pashmish together. That's called such an animal that's going into a Porah to Elon as a Chiyav Skilon. But the little lice that we can't see, the male and female, it's only under the microscope you could tell it, that doesn't have a dim Por V'Rovo. So it wouldn't be a theory what the scientist say this man is in. Alright. What?
You can't do on Shabbos. They menachem avim. We'll soon do this b'shamay. You can't be menachem avim on Shabbos. They mevakim chilim b'shabbos. Divrei b'shamay. Abo b'silu matirim. Aloch, all these things are mutter. So Drash Menashim was away mirror. The Bahani Nam Pligi b'shamay b'silu. A mishatchem mishat mishumim sechasecha. He holds on Shabbos. You only want to talk about dvorim shebashamayim, mitzvahs, and not about eg mitzurichim. Or b'silu matirim z'rashi. Why? Because sarichetzecha v'ches b'shamayim. Even your own tzrichim, but if it's a mitzvah involved, you're allowed to talk about it. So now, to make your shidduch, you're allowed to it, and the gay to a mitzvah. The gay to menachem avim, even though you're talking about yourself, but since they're mitzvahs, you're allowed to. So, Rabbon, ha'nichnas l'vaki resta choylo, ayim eshabbat him, lizigah fuhi kreb lovoy. Not supposed to talk too much to him, and not supposed to cry in front of him, give him too much sorrow, because you're not supposed to be mitzvah somebody on Shabbos. This is the Yetzer. Shabbat him, lizigah means I'm not allowed to cry out on Shabbos, or fuhi